I've been joined by Lindsay Thomas, who's the head teacher at Lynnville Primary School in Western Bartonshire Council. Lindsay, thanks for having us at your school this afternoon.
Thank you for coming.
You are involved in an iPad / iPod trial. We can focus on the iPads first. I understand you have 12.
Yes.
So it's not as if you are doing a one-to-one pilot at the moment.
No.
So you have 12 iPads. How are you managing them in your school at the moment?
Okay, at the moment we have them in two sets of six. The first set of six is timetabled to classes for a two-week block where they can use the iPads throughout the day where appropriate. The second six is a kind of floating set that people can book and use whenever they wish. What also sometimes happens is the class that have the set of six double up so that they can maybe do one between two with the iPads. I know we're not a one-to-one project, but I see that almost as an advantage because I think the iPad is a great collaborative tool for the children. When you go into a class and you see children working with one iPad to a group of four, they're huddled around it, talking to each other and interacting with what's on the iPad in a way that they can do it much better than on a computer screen, for instance, because you touch the iPad and it's suddenly facing you now and it's your device, and then I touch it and it's looking back at me again, and there's that genuine interaction on what they're doing. There's also the kind of instant feedback from each other as well, which, particularly if they're videoing each other, they'll comment quite candidly on how their performance has been and things. So I see it almost as a positive, not having the one-to-one, because I do worry about the isolation of children in a one-to-one project, because that sort of opportunity for talking and listening is not there when you're interacting with the device yourself.
And as for the iPod touches, how are you managing those?
Okay, the iPod touches tend to stay as a group of 15. Very often they're used in the infant department, either for apps to support phonics and sight words, which the children absolutely love, and it's had a huge impact on their enthusiasm for practicing words. Tasks that would be quite perhaps a repetitive task done on the iPod suddenly seems much more interesting to them.